1967. Blues and soul music dominated now. Clapton, John Mayall, and the Blues Infirmary. What? Who the hell? I hear you cry. A local band, Dave Graham, Drew, Tony, Dave Merrilees, recorded for posterity, not profit. I revisited Street James Hall with them for their practice sessions. Least I could do was record them after they vanned me to Bristol Poly, the nice, Glastonbury Town Hall, John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. Summer that year became focused on long-haired festivals, including some in the various parks of Bath. Mick Ringham introduced me to Theo Dunn, who was organizing one of the festivals. Dressed in my mother-made, brightly colored silk shirts and shiny medallion. On the grass, dreaming of hot San Francisco nights, and long hazy days. Plenty of weed. Two, no, not Bill and Ben. Just Bill and Sue, nearly. Life was getting good, but all my loving was destined not to last long. Time to get real again. Time to go home, second home that is, always. The RUH beckoned me with a shiny new invitation. Mr. Headley Hall requests the pleasure. At. My dressing gown was packed and I booked into Helena Ward again. Fat Margaret, with the VAC, and Sister Jones were the only old faces left. Richard Bliss, houseman, and Ed Galizia, anesthetist, got me ready for my next big break. Ow, that really hurt. Was my response to their inquiry when I surfaced again. Morphine is a wonderful experience, so much better than cannabis. We had a few problems, and you won't be able to dance anymore, said Richard Bliss, not that I could anyway. My right ankle was now impossible to move side to side or up and down. Yet more vital nerves and muscle had been damaged in the rush to reunite both ends of the tibia bone. 2 years had passed, and I was still in plaster. How soon do you think it will be off? I asked. Hopefully next year, just keep your weight off it this time. I had many drunken nights of swollen leg in plaster, and this allowed me to be stupid enough to tread on my fragile support. This kept breaking the callus nearly as fast as it formed. So, I laid back to think of England, and all the girls who sailed in her, and I thought, when should we start compensation proceedings? I need more microphones, and a much better tape recorder. I waved this question at my solicitor. He waved it right back and said, until such time as it can be ascertained the full limitations and extent of any handicaps resulting from your injuries, we will be unable to proceed with litigation against the driver from hell. Well, if I had understood it correctly, it was a case of don't ring me then. Mick Ringham introduced me to the Beatles' Sgt. Pepper album, and that Liverpool sound was firmly back in style. Hamish Imlach reared his hairy Mary, cod liver oil and the orange juice in my face as well. Mick scoured the music shops, and the dustbins, for inspiration and unusual artists. Sipping strawberry tea from Tiny Tim was to haunt me for nearly 40 years before I remembered where the melody came from. Things were moving fast now, I had a job to keep up. Cider at the Beaufort, long gone, now a car park off Queen Square, a one-roomed, down-the-step pub where the green nectar was the cheapest in Bath. The Dugout, Salamander, Hatchets, Keel Club etc. would have to wait a year or so before I could afford them my custom. So, here we are again, nearly at the bottom of the page. I am learning fast from my new mentor, Narby Ashton, about life, how to get rid of crabs, how to pick a good horse to bet on, he used to be a farrier, how to grow a moustache, how to wear button-on collars and cuffs, pig's trotters are best. Barley water helps you pee, how to use a suppository, too much information. IVE not much stomach left for more of this at the moment. Nor unfortunately, had Narby. Use browser back button to return to previous page, to 1968. Summer in the city, summer of love. Hippies and love ins, days in the parks of Bath in the hot sun. Music to blow your mind and plenty of plaster. Hot now summer in the city, loving spoonful. Street. James Hall. Close to street. James Parade was where Bath Central Youth Club was based. In the same building that we had maths and music lesson in at City of Bath Technical School in 1959. Sergeant Pepper. I still have my cassette tape version of the famous album. I had sold my record player to buy a drum set. So, tape was my chosen medium for music now. I also had an Elizabethan reel-to-reel tape recorder that I bought from the club book at this time, and with it I recorded a few local musicians on my travels around Bath.